Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you've been listening already, we really appreciate that. We consider that a sign of high intelligence. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. And I'm excited about having our good friend Laurie Baldwin back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. She is the CEO of Net Baldwin, which is a search optimization company. That's what they do. Search engine optimization company, I should say. Or no, wait, let me rephrase it. A website optimization company to help you work with the search engines better. That's the better way to say it. I'll get it right in a minute, and I think I just did. Laurie, welcome back to the show. How did I do at the end? Never mind the first part.
You got the right ideas in there.
I got all the keywords.
You got all the keywords in there. You had it stuffed full of keywords.
I got those meta tags like crazy. Okay, Laurie, I've been talking about search engine optimization since there were search engines almost. And the interesting thing, this is one of those topics, though, Laurie, and you correct me if I'm wrong, this is one of those topics that because of the way the search engines change the way they do business, it's like you wake up in a new world every 60 days, isn't it?
It is. But the truth of the matter is the search engines are just working harder and harder to give searchers, people like you and I, who really want to find something on the Internet, the data they're looking for. And so for people who have websites, it's a challenge. You have to stay on top of the game.
Well, yes, but they also, Laurie, let's be honest. Let's give them the rest of the story. They also have to maintain their own secret capabilities so that you and I can't scam them, and so that their competitors can't steal their ideas, don't they? I mean, they
absolutely
board around a little bit for their own advantage, don't they?
I'm sure they've got the consumer's best interest at heart.
Well, I'm sure they do too. I'm sure they do too. But still, they do have to protect their own technology, don't they?
They absolutely do. They have to protect their own technology, and that's why when people ask me, what are the search engines looking for, I can tell them, I know what's successful with other clients of ours. I can't give you a list because that list doesn't exist.
Well, and this is an area, folks, and you've heard me say this before, search engine optimization is not something that you want to try at home. This is not something the people who help you optimize your websites, they're professionals. I mean, I've talked to these guys, and some of them you have to lock up at night because they really aren't allowed out with regular folks, but they do understand how search engines work, and it's a really unique kind of a profession these days, isn't it, Laurie?
It is. And I'll tell you what, it's a challenge to hire for. As our company has grown and we've taken on more and more clients, we're always looking for people who've got experience doing this, who really smart, wanting to join a company like ours.
But the tools have improved too, haven't they?
The tools have improved. The software has improved.
You have the ability today to not guess what people are looking for. I mean, there's enough critical mass out there in the area of searching, and the tools are available now, I think, if I'm not mistaken, where you, as the solution provider for a company like mine, you actually can, you don't have to guess at what we should, how we should be positioning our company or putting some broad keywords and meta tags out there. You can actually pinpoint so that I, as a small business owner with a website, can attract just the people I want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a combination of what's available out there and software that we've written to isolate information down to a single dashboard for our clients.
Right. Well, give us an example of how whenever you're trying to maximize a website for a customer and for any small business owner, what are some examples of some things that you're looking for?
Well, what we look for is whether or not the search engines have found the website to start with. A lot of times...
How could it be that they haven't?
Well, a lot of times what will happen is the way the website is built, the search engines can find the first page, or maybe even not the first page, because there's no information on the first page for the search engines to index.
Especially if it's all graphic.
Exactly.
It's got to have real words, doesn't it?
Right, right. And so there's nothing for the search engines to index. They can't index. They can index the pictures, but they have to be tagged correctly. And so we'll start with, do the search engines even know the page is out there? After that, we'll look at how many pages the search engines have come up with, because that'll tell us whether or not they're going past the first page. And then we start to look at what's going on in the competitive space.
Right. Okay. Well, now when you say what's going on in the competitive space, I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get you to answer that question. What does that mean? We'll be right back with Lori Baldwin, ladies and gentlemen. She's the CEO of Net Baldwin. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. It's 17:10. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Spell it out, put the words all together, and use it to your advantage. I think it'll help you, and it has been now for almost 10 years. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, which comes for free. It's, by the way, comes by email on Sunday afternoon. And our blog is there. We update that every weekday. And you can either come and get it at the homepage, or you can go to jamesblog.biz, or you can subscribe, and we'll send it to you. You don't even have to come and get it. Lori Baldwin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's CEO of Net Baldwin, their search engine optimization company. And that's what we're talking about, how to make sure that the investment that you're making in your website really is paying off for you. You know, Lori, people who have websites have a lot of different reasons for posting that website. I mean, there are a lot of different ways that they want that they want to do business with the people who come to them. Maybe they have a retail operation, and they just want someone to find them so they can get directions and see what they offer, the kind of brands that they offer. Maybe they have an e-commerce website where they actually want people to come there and buy things from them and lay their money down on the online, so to speak. Or maybe they just want people to know about them so that they can call them up and do business with them virtually. There are lots of different reasons, but in order to reach the people who they want, they have to make sure that they're found, that their website hangs out where those people hang out, don't they?
Absolutely.
And typically that's in the form of some kind of a search with one of the search engines. And isn't it important that we point out that there's more search engines than just Google?
Sure. Now, Google has about 2/3 of the overall internet traffic, but Microsoft's MSN and Yahoo both have significant traffic. And what we have found is, depending on the market, some companies perform better on MSN and Yahoo than they do on Google. Just because the demographics of the search traffic is different.
Now, that's an interesting wrinkle that a lot of people don't think about. So sure. Are you saying that maybe some companies should say, maybe they would ask, or your company would help them out, for example, and say, okay, you know, tell me what you do. I think you guys need to be positioned better for Yahoo than you do for Google. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And sometimes it depends on, you know, what's going on in their particular competitive space. If you've got two or three big competitors and they're all hitting Google really hard and nobody's playing in MSN or Yahoo, it's a perfect opportunity for you.
Mm. Now, you're not saying don't be it on Google, because you obviously if you optimize for one, you're going to get something in the others. You're just saying make sure that you're doing everything you can for those other search engines where maybe there's less traffic, less competitive.
And the search engines index differently. Most companies will tell them to play to all three search engines, but there are cases where it makes sense to focus real heavily on MSN or Yahoo, just based on the type of business you have.
Mm-hmm. What about the advertising, the AdSense, and all that? Do you recommend that?
AdSense, we...
That's a Google term, isn't it?
AdSense is a Google term, and it's part of a broader category called Content Match. And in some cases, if you've got a website and you've got a lot of traffic coming to it, it might make sense for you to carry AdSense. A lot of our advertisers, we haven't seen successful in that Content Match because you can't predict which websites are going to carry it. So we generally case-by-case review it and make a recommendation to the client. We would definitely tell them to look at AdWords and the sponsored paid search side of MSN and Yahoo. But the AdSense one is kind of a case-by-case.
And now, this hasn't AdSense gotten, and I'm using AdSense, folks, and I really shouldn't. I should call it AdWords, I guess. What is the generic term, AdWords?
Well, AdWords.
Online advertising, what's the word?
AdWords is actually the piece that you decide which keywords you advertise on, and it comes back on those search pages. AdSense is the content match when you see on somebody else's website, not on Google. You see somebody else's website says ads brought to you by Google.
Right.
That's AdSense or content match.
Right. So, but haven't those started to get kind of expensive now?
Everything's gotten expensive because there's more competition. Supply and demand. But what's good, even though those have gotten more expensive, there's more search traffic out there. And so what you're able to do is you're able to refine your search phrases. So instead of searching for a car, now you search for, you know, a 94 Cougar
Corvette,
with a V8
Corvette convertible or whatever, yeah.
Exactly.
So you can actually put something more specific to your particular product.
Right. You get much more specific. And
so that means that the people who click through typically are the people who are really looking for that, not people who are just looking for a car.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what, but here's the thing though. I mean, do I need a company like yours to do that, or do the search engine companies, do they give me that kind of capability?
Well, the search engine companies are going to give you that capability. You have to remember that the search engines are driven by increased ad revenue. So they're going to want you to spend as much money as possible. A company like mine is going to be driven by keeping you happy, and to do that, you're going to have to get a high return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that case, the search engines can help you, but their motivation's a little different than yours.
Yeah.
Because they really want to see how much money you can spend in advertising.
Lori, give us your website, please.
NetSearchDirect.com.
NetSearchDirect.com, folks. That's where you can go to find out what Lori's search engine optimization company looks like. Quick break. Stay with us. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Kings, mannequins, I can't define. Old Cajun spots, wagons, flutter your mind. In the sense of compliments.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Lori Baldwin, the CEO of, give me the new company name, Lori.
NetSearch Direct.
NetSearch, because you just recently had a transaction. You and another company merged, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
Congratulations,
we did.
By the way.
Thank you. It's an exciting combination. You bring in several years of search marketing expertise, add that to 25 years of direct marketing expertise, and you've got a great team, or at least we've got a great team.
You've got a great team too. Well, thanks. When a transaction like that happens between two small businesses, how long did that transaction percolate? How long did it cook in the oven, so to speak?
90 days.
90 days, really? That's fast.
And, well, it's funny, I have a friend who does a lot of these transactions, and I told him in November, oh, we're going to get this done so fast, because everybody wants to do it, and it took 90 days.
That's fast. That's faster than I would have thought. I thought this is something that would have been looking for a year. So, well, good luck on that. Tell us the name again of the company.
NetSearch Direct.
And your title in the new company?
Vice President of Business Development.
Okay, there you go. Okay. Lori, we're talking, folks, about how to. What would you recommend for a small business owner with a website who wants to take it to the next level? Where they have one now, they've had it for a year, two, or three, and right now their website is really just an expense for them. It's not making them any money. What would you recommend that the first that they and it's never been optimized? What would be the first step that they could take on their own before they spend any money? What would be something they could do without spending any money?
Well, I think the first thing they have to do is they have to figure out what they want people to do as a result of visiting the website. Because a lot of companies have put up these websites and they haven't really thought about what am I trying to get people to do. Because if you're trying to get people to pick up the phone and call you, one of the most obvious things you can do is put your phone number on every page. If you're trying to get people to order, you can put an order button on every page.
So, let me stop you for a second, Laurie. Folks, if you sell things on your website, if you actually have an e-commerce component, please put a purchase now or buy now button everywhere you can. I mean, it drives me nuts, Laurie, to go to a website where they sell socks and you can't find out how to buy their socks.
I know. And then you can start looking at what you can do on the search engines. But I would start with the simple question of what do we want people to do on the website, and are we making it as easy possible for them to do it on the website? And does our website say what we do? Do we say we're a leading-edge consultant for the industry, or do we say we sell socks?
Well, and you know, the other thing that I think people need to do, and they need to do this for their entire company, is... Does your website look like the way you think of your company, or does it look like the way people would need to see it when they come into your company? Does your website look like your point of view looking out, or is it your prospect's point of view looking in? What do you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what do you want it to look like? Yep, and put that call to action on there.
Got to have a call to action. What about if when I get ready to hire a search engine optimization company, what are the best questions to ask a prospect?
Ask them how they define your keywords. We have worked with companies where the client gave the search marketing firm the keywords, and what we found is that those are the keywords that the client thinks people are looking for, but they don't have access to the research that tells you what the search engines are actually seeing.
Right.
And so if the company can't tell you they're going to produce the keyword phrases for you, you need to keep looking.
For example, if you sell cars, back to the car example, if you sell cars and you say, well, obviously my keyword is cars, well, somebody may know that people actually don't use that word anymore. They use automobiles almost as...
Sure. And they use specific automobile makes and models and years and price ranges. And so cars under $10,000, cars, Ford cars, Mercurys, Chevrolets, right. Impalas, you know, whatever it is that people are really looking for.
You can actually refine the optimization that fine, can't you?
Sure you can. You can.
Give us that.
Give what?
The new website again?
Oh, www.netsearchdirect.com.
Netsearchdirect.com. Laurie, thanks for being here. Thanks. Congratulations on the merger, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Laurie Baldwin, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I want to remind you, as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.